Joining me in the room podcast to talk about his next MMA professional bantamweight bout taking place at Cage Titan 64 on March 30th is Cupcakes Campbell. What's up, Johnny? It's been a little while since we had had a talk about entering that Cage Titans cage.
Yes, too long.
Too long. Actually, I think it's going to be 2 years this April since you last stepped in that cage as a pro fighter. Oh, man, what's the excitement level getting back in there?
Oh, man, so high. I'm so pumped. Cage Titans just constantly upping the ante and improving their product. And it's just where it is right now is just the highest level that it's ever been. So it's an honor to be able to get in there and perform for Memorial Hall, but also like the growing MMA community that follows Cage Titans.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about the other side of what you've been doing with them, like the media side in the cage. But as far as this fight, I'm sure that you were looking for other matchups on other cards leading up to this one. What was the final contract to get you in this one? And any names out there that you were actually trying to look to fight before, you know, this card came and you got this matchup?
Of course. I mean, I was trying to scratch together the Jay Perrin rematch. I'd really like to be able to do that. I think that it makes perfect sense for both of us. John Duma is a name that I threw out there. I have huge respect for Duma. I think he's a great guy, great fighter. We did some slap jiu-jitsu years ago. So I was just, you know, trying to get a matchup. And there are, you know, there are legit matchups close to home that I think make a lot of sense. And, you know, I didn't get any takers, unfortunately, for this one. But my name was in for Cage Titans, so Mike wanted to really make that happen. So Jay Presley came out of the woodwork, if you will. You know, he stepped up, if you want to say. And, you know, he wants to prove himself as a next level guy. And I am the perfect matchup to show him that I'm that next level guy. You know, I'm the one that's on the next level. I'm the one who's been fighting, you know, world-class fighters for, you know, however long now. So I'm going to go in there and prove that March 30th against a game opponent who believes that he belongs at the top. And I'm going to show everybody that I'm still here and I'm still climbing that ladder. And I'm going to look as good as ever doing it.
Excellent. Well, we talked about the last time you were in that cage, like we said, just about 2 years ago. Came away with a nice win there. I do believe that was a late notice fight against Aaron Lacy. As far as that experience and, you know, coming out of that cage, I mean, it's been a while. You had one fight in between, another late notice fight, because that seems all you get, and you'll fight anyone with the opportunity. But, you know, in this time away, you know, what have you been sharpening tools? Like, what have you been adding, if you can? I mean, you've been at it for so long. This is going to be, I believe, your 38th fight. What can you be adding to your tool game at this point?
Just hammering out everything that I do and just making those things better, but also really improving myself as a human being even more than anything, you know? Just, my YouTube page is just flooded with your biohacks and your, you know, human optimization. And that's more than anything what I've been really focusing on improving. It's just myself as a human being. And I feel like I'm better than I've ever been, both athletically, intellectually, spiritually, even. I'm just in the best place that I think I've ever been. And it's going to be really nice to go into the cage without a whirlwind of a life. You know, it's like the fight is enough.
Yep.
And when you go into the fight as a psycho and as just like your life is just like a fucking tornado, it makes that fight that much harder. And even over the last few years of tweaking and getting better as a person and whatnot, there's always still that level of whether it be, you know, bipolar or what have you, yeah. that was just always kind of looming over in the fight. In some cases was almost like an escape from that, like an escape from the day-to-day thoughts that I have to deal with every, minute to minute. But I've gotten such a good control over that and really have an understanding of where I fit in the universe. And it's just made my maturity level go so much higher than it's ever been. And yeah, as far as sharpening the tools, I'm just everything that I've used in the past, I feel like, you know, 37 plus pro fights or whatever, and it's still like you get out of the cage and it's like, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, or I didn't use this, or I didn't use that, or, you know, I mean, Aaron Lacy was about as complete an MMA performance that I could have put together, you know, hitting him on the feet, big shots, takedown, ground control, you know, injured hand, and then finishing with elbows to cut him. After that fight, I barked into the camera. I said, this is the fucking beginning, because even at 35 years old, I felt like I still haven't even scratched the surface of what I have inside of me. And the 30th has just given me another opportunity to just display what it is I have, which is, you know, incredible potential even at 37 years old. So I think that Jay Presley is a prime opponent for me to go in, show everybody that there is a next level, and I am absolutely on that. You know, records aside, skill, maturity, experience, I have it all, and I entertain, and I love the game. You know, I'm not somebody who is in there to fight exclusively. Like, I love the fight, but I love entertaining the people. Mm-hmm. I love the fans, and I love hearing the oohs and the ahs. And the 30th is just another opportunity to get there and, you know, live the dream.
Excellent. Well, before we talk about training partners and getting ready for this fight, and, you know, you being a coach yourself and helping some up and coming fighters, the other side of the coin, you talked about the crowd and the excitement and stuff. But you're also in the cage as, you know, a voice of Cage Titans, interviewing some of the, you know, the younger fighters coming up after their fight and giving them some shine. It's a nerve-wracking game on both sides. Is there a nervous energy that you have when you're in the cage on the other side of fighting? You're in there by yourself and you're just, you know, doing your thing. But when you're interviewing, you're in that cage and you're giving these kids the spotlight, is there another nervous energy in there that you're feeling?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. You don't want to, like, say anything too stupid, you know. Your mind is, like, kind of going a mile a minute in a way. You know, I want it to be all about them. You know, I want it to be their moment and them to be able to communicate the feelings that they're having. So I feel like I also don't want to input too much of my, you know, analysis onto it either. So there's always that feeling of, like, you know, you got to get it right. And I feel like I'm really, like, getting into the groove and being able to let them kind of open up. I want to, like, be able to ask certain questions that opens them up and lets them, you know, shine a little bit. Because even as a fighter, you know, it's just so crazy. You get in there, it all happens, and then it's over. And then, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of thinking that's going on inside. And a lot of times we might not be able to communicate that. We're just like, you know, shout out to my fans, shout out to my team. And then that's it. But it's like, you know, I want to be able to understand, like, what did they just go through? You know, how did it feel? You know, everything leading up to the fight camp and, you know, maybe pullouts, weight cuts and things.
It's and just, also matchups. I hear you getting matchups in there, who you want to fight next. So, I mean, you're doing it all in there as far as inside the cage fighting and, you know, inside the cage as, you know, a media personality. As far as getting ready for this fight, first fight in a while, like I said, a couple of years from Cage Titans, and I think that Wilson Reese fight back last March. So it's been a while since you got in there. Had a boxing match in between, but been staying busy. But training camp, what's it been like? And who are some of your main guys and gals that you're getting some rounds with?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. It's been great. Cell Shore Sport Fighting, you know, I popped into Ginsburg's a few weeks ago and got some rolling in with his guys. And yeah, he's got some nasty guys and some man girls too, you know. And yeah, as usual, like Zach DeSab, Jack Noon is always in there. We got a bunch of amateurs and up and coming guys that are giving me tons of work. And you know, Christina Katsikas, obviously, I'm working with her and with Danielle. She's like a, you know, a wizard on the ground. And you know, guys like Mark Giovi, who is like an old time, you'd say, MMA fighter from around here who hasn't fought in several years, and I'm getting rounds in with him. And Bobby McMasters is another guy that you might not really even know, but he's an 8-3 pro from back in the day, who's just like an absolute savage. And he's been in there, he's helping, you know, train me, mentor me, give me rounds, just so much stuff. Ryan White, Ryan the Great White, he's, you know, always helping with pads and doing rounds and stuff. He's a little bigger, but still, he's get, you know, he put some good rounds on me. So many guys helping me get ready and you know, and stay sharp. And so every day is an adventure at Cell Shore. I never know who I'm going to be necessarily rolling with. I get rounds with everybody from like day one guys to, you know, seasoned amateurs and pros. So yeah, I have a huge gratitude for Cell Shore Sport Fighting, Bill Mahoney, who's just like a master. He's got my, you know, my conditioning under control. And yeah, if 3-5s is required, we'll be more than ready to go 3-5s the whole time.
Boom. Boom. Well, my man, I got, you know, last question about what we're going to see in there, but I'm sure, you know, after a win in there and the excitement, you're going to have a couple of words to say on that mic, and I can't wait for that night, for, you know, Saturday night, and hear what you got to say and, you know, who you're looking for next. But as far as this fight coming up on the 30th, what do we expect to see for Cupcake Campbell, your 38th time in that professional MMA cage?
Just the same stuff that you've been seeing. So pure mixed martial arts beauty, you know, striking, grappling, submissions. I intend on knocking this guy unconscious. So you can be expecting that. I would say don't blink, because blinking, you know, you could miss, you know, you could miss an entire combination from me. Blink once. So anticipate me trying to take his head off of his shoulders for the entire fight. If and when he shoots in, I'm going to end up on top, and then I'm going to finish this guy, whether it be submission or knockout. But I will get the finish 100% in this fight. And then, yeah, I'm going to control myself in the after, you know, and if they hand me that microphone, I'm going to control myself. I'm going to be very respectful. You know, I have a lot of respect for mixed martial arts, especially in Massachusetts. Anybody who gets in there deserves respect. And, you know, any arguments or feuds or whatever that have happened and are happening, it's just all part of the game. And, you know, people want to take things personally and get upset, and, you know, combined, you know, the social, you know, personality that I have, and then the business personality that I have, you know. And yeah, I think that everybody should just take a chill pill and not take everything so personally, and know that this is, you know, life imitates art, art imitates life. This is all part of the whole grand, beautiful fucking play that we're all in.
Exactly.
And I want to be as entertaining a character in that play as humanly possible. So you can anticipate definitely some fireworks before, during, and after this fight.
Excellent, my man. Well, a pleasure catching up with you, my man. Always pleasure hanging out with you at the fights when, you know, you're actually working as media and stuff like that. But can't wait to see you on the other side, actually in there scrapping up. Never a boring fight out of you. Always something exciting happening there. And we wish you well, my man. Can't wait to see you on the 30th at Cage Titan 64. 38th time going in there, bro. And we expect to see you a few more times in there before, you know, before you, you know what I mean. But with that said,
35. 35 pro wins. 35 yeah. pro wins. That's the goal right now.
Okay.
So we have 22, number 23 on the 30th, and then we're going for 35. So 13 fight win streak, and then, you know, we can rest the gloves in the middle of whatever cage that we're in that night. But that's what we're hunting. We're hunting 35 wins, and 23 is coming on March 30th. Thank you.